Blog Talk Radio.
Come get your blessings here. 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 I know a guy who just giving these away. He hold it down, you ain't even got a place before they disappear. Come get your blessings here. Frustrated, feeling overstressed. All the bills are due, living in a mess. There is something here that is made for you. Feeling braces up, we'll get those blessings through. He gon' hit the shoe. They gon' sing a song, and anything will do. Living to the fullest, according to his will. You gon' catch a blessing, it gives all worth a million. And people who's around me will think I'm talking crazy. I wouldn't worry about them, I just keep counting blessings. And I got them over here, so before they disappear, come get your blessings here. Come get your blessings here.
I know it's raining out here in Dallas, but it's still a beautiful Saturday morning, and welcome, good morning, and welcome, good morning, and welcome to the Rita So Will Show on Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on this beautiful Saturday morning, broadcasting from the wonderful, beautiful Dallas, Texas. Y'all, I have a wonderful guest lined up for you guys today. You are going to love her just as much as I do, and I just know it. I just know what I know it. But, hey, I don't want to get ahead of myself, so I tell you what, let's do things right. We got to kick things off right. Y'all know how we do. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And before we go another further, got to say good morning to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton. She said, hey, hey, y'all. She's right here with me. And I got to say good morning. Of course, I have my little co-host with me this morning, Miss Jasmine Williams. Say good morning, Jazzy Cake. Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's my crew, y'all. That's part of my crew, at least. Now, listen, everybody. Wait. No. I'm not done. Hey, I got some shout-outs. I know I do them every Saturday morning, but I'm posed to. All right? So, first, I want to say good morning to my other little co-host. He's not here with me this morning. Right now, I think he, y'all, that child was up until like 4 o'clock in the morning, but that's all right. That's TJ, y'all, my boogaloo. So I'm going to say good morning to him, give him a shout-out. And I got to give a shout-out to all of my children. That's all right. And I call my boys, my guardian angels, Bryce, the producer, BJ, my drummer, Brian, the entrepreneur, and Sergeant Brittany Williams in the U.S. Army, who is stationed in Hawaii. And they just had a brand-new baby. I'm so proud of them. I'm a new grandmama again. All right, so I got to say good morning to them. And my girls, my honey bear, that's Teresa, my baby bear, Amber, my honey bun, that's Tamara, my sugar bear, that's Esther, and my mahogany bear, the newest bear addition to the family, and that is my Cash. Listen, good morning, everybody, and my sisters, Jean, Lisa, and Myra, y'all are my rock girl. Those are my sisters, y'all. So I want to say good morning to everybody. Good morning to Zion Baptist Church. Good morning, good morning, good morning. That's all my shout-outs. Woo, that's a lot of people. Hey, I am blessed. What can I say? What can I say? A lot of people say, I see on social media a lot, that people say they don't have any friends. Uh-uh, I ain't got friends because friends can't be trusted. Baby, I got the wrong friends. Because when God blessed me with my friends, he really blessed me with some people who I can trust, people who can be trusted. And I have no doubt about it. Ain't got to question it. And I know what I know. So I ain't morning. Anyway, good morning to all of them. Now, with that being said, I got to send a special birthday shout out to everybody who had a birthday in the month of April. So we're going to start with my newest addition to the family, of course. That's Miss Olivia. She was born April 10th of this year. And then we have my boogaloo, that's TJ, my grandson. He entered into the double digits this year. His birthday was on the 13th. My sister, She is the eldest of the Pemberton daughters, and my sister, that's Chaplain Jean E. Jean Pemberton. And so I give a shout-out to her. Happy birthday, you all. Happy birthday to my good friend, Olu. Good morning, Olu, and happy birthday. Happy birthday to Brother Lewis from James Lewis and Paramus. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Who am I missing? I'm missing some people. Happy birthday to Micah. Yeah, that's my homie right there, my little homie. I call him my nephew. Happy birthday. He is another producer. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Miss Ramona Hicks. That's right. She's having a little shindig tonight. Hey, hey. So happy birthday, Ramona. Happy birthday, girl. You best to shake it and shake it and shake it and shake it. That's right. Shake all your shimmies.
Okay, that's too much.
Keep shaking. Now, happy anniversary to those who are celebrating their anniversaries. Happy anniversary to you. Now back to the show. So today, if you notice on our show, we say we were going to be talking a little bit about culture. We're going to be celebrating some culture this morning. And the one culture that I have selected to celebrate today is an African culture. Now, you know, African is a continent, right? It's a whole big old continent, as well as there are lots of African countries, right? And on the continent of Africa. So this morning we're going to celebrate a little bit about the culture of Nigeria. So some Nigerian culture, and I have a good friend on the line with me, and I have adopted her as my niece. She has adopted me as her auntie. So it is what it is. So what, y'all? I can say that. I said, yeah. She's my niece now because I said so. Now got a problem with it? I don't care. That's right. See, not only that, but she also, as a college student, she was one of my interns when I did, y'all know I write stage plays. And so she was one of my interns when I did my stage play a few years ago. I think it was in 2019, Those Christians Over There. And we'll talk a little bit about that because I'm doing it again this year, but we'll talk about that later. But she was one of my interns. And she was able to get some college credits for being my intern. I'm telling you, she was a really, really, she was a dynamic intern, and I really appreciated her. And I ain't gonna, well, I'll talk about that in a few minutes, too. But just to introduce her, she was one of my interns. Her dad is Nigerian. Her mom is African-American. Her dad is Nigerian. And then, so we're going to talk a little bit about that culture. She is a member of Zion Baptist Church. She was on the praise dance ministry. She was in the drill team, in the choir. Y'all, when I say she did it all, she did it all. She went to Rowlett High School, graduated from Rowlett High School a few years ago, and she was on their dance team as well. I forgot what their dance team is called, but she could remind me once I
The Rhythmic.
So anyway, huh?
It's called The Rhythmic.
The Rhythmic. The Rhythmic. So, yeah, so she's done a lot. So and now she is a new mommy. So, y'all, give it up. Say good morning and scream and holler for my girl, Miss Alicia Papula. Ooh, good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Wonderful.
You're wonderful. Okay. Mm-hmm. How's baby?
Good. He's in there watching his TV show with Grandpa.
Oh, you with Grandpa. That's so cute. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and as I was just saying, we are going to be celebrating some Nigerian culture because your dad is from Nigeria, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. And when I tell you guys, Alicia, so let me say this. I'm going to go ahead and say this, Alicia, and I don't know if this has ever been said before to you or to your dad, but I'm going to tell you this. A lot of times with the Nigerian culture or some people from Nigeria who come to the United States of America, you could kind of tell that they have sort of a, let's just say, sometimes they really don't get along with African Americans here in America, because they see African Americans as being lazy and, you know, things like that. And so they see us as being lazy and things like that, and then so they kind of feel superior. But I have to say this. I have never, ever, ever one time felt that from your dad or from you or anyone in your family on your Nigerian side of that. Olu, Tony, Paula, I've never felt that. And so I have to say I just really appreciate that, because when you run into so many people from Nigeria who have that type of attitude, you'll think it's easy to think that all of them are like that. And so just so everyone else who is listening, everyone from Nigeria is not like that. Not everyone looks down upon African Americans. And I will tell you, and I'll be honest with you, I'll tell you this. I was specifically told by someone I worked with that the reason they look down upon African Americans is because we are derivatives of slaves, and they are not. You know, so like if they didn't come over here, they would never, if their ancestors weren't brought over here as slaves, then their lineage was never in slavery. But because we are in America, we're born and raised in America, that means our ancestors were brought over here from Africa as slaves. And so we pretty much derived from slaves. And so they call, you know, they still think of us as that, as so. But once again, that was given to me directly from somebody from Nigeria, someone who I worked with. And not just one person, it was a few of them. And so that when they come here, they automatically think that, you know, all black people steal, we're lazy, won't go to work, want everything for free, want to get on welfare, want food stamps, blah, 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 the whole nine yards, rather than working hard for what we want. So, but once again, everybody from Nigeria is not like that. Alicia and her family are nothing like that at all. They're very loving, very kind, and very helpful. And they see, you know, they see the good in African Americans just as much as I do. So anyway, with that being said, let's go to some questions. So I sent Alicia a few things that we were going to talk about on today's show. Right, Alicia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. Now, listen, y'all, I know it's raining outside, but it's still a really good day. I mean, it's still beautiful. Guess what? The rain helps everything to grow. Because guess what's going to happen in July? It's going to be hot and dry, and people are going to be asking for rain. So
right.
Y'all go outside, get you a jug, get you a bucket, and collect the rain while you can. All right, now, so how does it feel being a new mommy?
It's different because it's a new person and a new life that's here, and you got to do right and do your best to make sure everything's taken care of for him or for her, and then also just trying to get myself together and get back to work.
Okay, right.
It's a little struggle,
have you started going back to work yet?
No, I have not. Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. And now let me say this. Now, see, I know a lot of people, you know, once a young lady is expecting, and let's say if they are not married, right, they're an unwed mother. Mm-hmm. And a lot of families go through this where they, you know, they like, you know what, this ain't my child, it's your child, you shouldn't have gotten knocked up in the first place, blah, blah, blah. But when I tell you, I have seen, y'all, Sunday at Zion, you know, we had a baby dedication, and the baby, I won't tell the baby's name, I'll let you do that, baby was dedicated. And when I tell you, it was full up there. I was like, look at all these people. You know, usually we have a couple of, you know, a godparent. We have the godparents come, mommy and daddy, and maybe the couple, grandparents. Your whole family was there, and it was so good to see them. How does it feel having the support of your family at a time like this?
It felt wonderful because of knowing how my family is. They're always going to be supportive, even when it doesn't even matter what the situation, they're going to be supportive.
Right, and that is awesome. Now, listen, everybody, I want to say this. Now, I'm not saying this as a way for young people to do wrong and expect full support from family. But I'm gonna say this: we all do things that are not necessarily right, right? All of us, as children and as adults. And when that happens, sometimes we get so quick to want to condemn and delete people out of our lives. So let's be in the habit of, you know, holding them accountable, but also remembering that they're still ours. You know, we're still family when all is said and done. My mama taught me that. She's always been that kind of person to where, you know, she believes in family. Like, yeah, we hold each other accountable, but we don't do revenge. That's number one. And we definitely don't make the person suffer for the rest of their lives for a mistake they made. So, then, you know, I learned that from my mama, too. So let me just ask you this. So I know your dad is Nigerian, and they are known, so Nigerians are known for having a great culture. Have you been to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am, I sure have.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. What is one of your favorite memories about Nigeria?
My cousin getting married in 2021.
Oh, your cousin getting married? Okay. Aw. So now, is it always hot in Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
It is. What? I wasn't sure. I didn't know if they... Okay, so it's always hot in Nigeria. So they don't have four seasons like we do in America?
No.
So how many seasons? Do they have just one season?
Yes. Now, sometimes in the winter it does rain. So I would not say it's all around hot, but most of the time it's hot. Well,
but it never gets cold.
Let me say that. No.
But it doesn't get cold. Okay, so it's like mainly like a dry season and a rainy season.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. Now, what about some of the, maybe some of the favorite places that you've been to in Nigeria?
So I've been to Lagos, Nigeria, Ire, Nigeria, and Iripa. And most of those is where some of my aunts live. And where my uncle lives. So whenever we go, they'll find out, hey, we're at such and such house, y'all come over. So everybody, all the cousins that are in town, they'll meet up, and all the my dad's brothers and sisters will meet up. So.
Okay. All right. Do y'all go shopping and stuff a lot in Nigeria?
Sometimes. Sometimes the ladies will come to us instead of us going to them.
Okay. Okay. And then, oh, my goodness, every time you guys go to Nigeria, your mom brings back the most beautiful clothes that I've ever seen. Okay, so do y'all get those made, specially made, or do you just buy them from a store?
You said what? Say that again?
I said, so when you guys go to Nigeria and you guys come back, your mom comes back with the most beautiful clothes and a bunch of it.
Yes.
So do y'all get those specially made, or are they, y'all just go get those from the store?
We get them specially made.
Wow. That's amazing. You guys, you have got to see the clothes that they get, they bring back from Nigeria. Oh my! Like usually when they go to Nigeria, we know when they're coming back. The whole church know when they're coming back. And the first thing they do is go over there. Tracy, open your suitcase. Let me see what you got. And she starts divvying out the clothes because, you know, we love it. I mean, y'all, the colors and the styles, it's just beautiful. It's like, you know, very regal, very majestic. And they're gorgeous, gorgeous pieces. Gorgeous pieces. All right, so now I love some of the names. Okay, that I've seen from Nigeria, like your cousin Olu. I love his middle name, Adetayo. I love that name. I'm going to let you tell. I love your middle name, too. Now, what's your middle name?
Abiola.
Abiola, and that means what?
Born in honor and wealth,
Abiola. Okay, and then baby, what is baby's name?
His name is Royce Ayomide Papula Brown. So his middle name means my joy has arrived.
My joy has arrived. Okay, say his middle name, Ayomide.
Ayomide, A-Y-O-M-I-D-E.
Oh, Ayomide. Ayomide.
Yes.
Ayomide.
Yes.
Okay, I want to get it out. Ayomide. Oh, that's nice. That's pretty. Ayomide. And his name is called, I mean, his name means my joy has arrived. Okay, so Ayomi Day, and his name means, I mean, that name means my joy has arrived, right? Hello, did I lose you? Uh-oh, I may have lost her. Listen, guys, we are on the phone with, we have Miss Alicia Ibiola Papula, and the real way to say her name in her language is Papula, but you know, because it's easier for Americans to say Papula, it's spelled P-O-P-O-O-L-A, P-O-P-O-O-L-A. So it's really they all say it in Papula, but we say Papula. Okay, so, and that's so pretty, so pretty. And so when we get her back on, let me see. Let me see if she's still on there. Y'all, because like I said before, she, okay, hello, Alicia? Are you back? Not yet. Okay. So, yeah, listen, we are talking to Miss Alicia Papula right here on in Aunt Rita Simpson Cafe. And as I said before, she is a new mommy. But I wanted to talk to her about her Nigerian culture, because her dad is Nigerian. He's from Nigeria. And, you know, that we hear a lot of things about Nigeria. And then especially when we're watching TV and we see these pictures about, you know, helping people in Africa or, they say, third world countries, and then you automatically assume that that's what that's everyone in Africa. But remember, Africa is a continent. That means there are many, many, many countries on the continent of Africa. And so, you know, sometimes we get the complete, I mean, when I say completely wrong impression, we get the completely wrong impression. Like everyone there is starving. Yeah, you hear it all the time. There are kids in Africa who are starving. Well, you know what? There are kids in America who are starving too. And just like you have some wealthy or well-to-do places in America, you also have some poorer areas in America. And that's the way it is in Nigeria as well, or in Africa as well. And so, and we're talking about, let me see if I can get her back on. Give me a second, y'all. Give me just a second. Trying to get her back on. So, and I'm telling you, Alicia, her whole family, so her brother is Josiah. I need to ask her so you guys will know Josiah's middle name and also what it means. And Josiah, he also graduated from Rowlett High School. He played basketball, and he is an aspiring chef. And he's really good, so he's really good at that, at cooking and stuff like that. And so then her dad, I'm going to let her tell her dad's name. But I told you her cousin's name is Olu. We call him Olu. His name is Olu Funle Adetayo Abel Jr. And I happen to know that because I happen to like his name. So anyway, maybe she'll get a chance to call back in. Let me text her real quick. I'm trying to get her to call back in. And she's giving us some really, really good information. I'm telling her, I think we lost you. Unless she picked up baby and baby hung the phone up. You know how that goes. You know, babies have their own schedules, and they're like, girl, listen. I know you like being on the radio and stuff, but no, babies dictate what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. They say, this is my time. Thank you very much, always and forever. So anyway, now listen, while we're waiting for Alicia to come back on the phone, let's go ahead and talk about, I told you we were going to talk about one of the plays that we did when Alicia was one of my interns. And when I tell you she was the best intern that I've ever had, she really was. I'm not just saying that. She really, really was, and I tell everybody that. But she is also so the play that we did was called Those Christians Over There. Now, before y'all get too excited, no, we are not bashing Christianity, because I am a Christian as well. I'm a Christian. I am a proud Christian, and I would say that all the time. And so I would tell anybody any day, I am a Christian. I am proud to be a Christian. So, but Those Christians Over There is pretty much a stage play to depict why people feel Christians or see Christians as being judgmental, mean, arrogant, hypocritical. All those things. So that's what the play is about. And at the end, of course, there are some intense parts of the play, and there are a lot of parts that are intense. Some parts, of course, a lot of them make you laugh. You'll be able to laugh. You'll see some intense parts that may make you cry a little bit. But it's mainly, like I said, to show us as Christians, kind of remind us as Christians While we're being, you know, quote unquote holy and sanctified, we also are human, and God placed us here to bring people to Him, not to run people from Him. And so sometimes all of our policies and procedures and our interpretation of some of the scriptures, we forget that the greatest commandment was love. Now that's not to erase all the other commandments that Jesus gave us, that Christ gave us. But we have to remember that we need to, you know how Galatians tells us that we have support, if a brother is overcome in a fault, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Remember yourself, and lest you also be tempted. So we got to remember the spirit of love and the spirit of meekness. It didn't say just let them keep doing wrong. It did say restore them, but in the spirit of meekness. Because that's what Jesus did. And you know how a lot of people say, oh, okay, so you guys, it is storming out here in the area, and so their power went out for a few minutes so because of thunder and lightning, so that's understandable. She's back on. Let me get her back in here real quick. Okay.
Hey. What up, guys? What up?
Okay. Yeah, they know. So, listen, y'all go ahead the baby in the back. That's fine. That's fine. Y'all leave that baby alone. That baby can cry if he wants to. This is my show. So, Alisa, we were just talking about the play that we're doing and what the play was about and how so Alicia is not only she's helping me with this one, too. She's my admin assistant for this play, too, as well. But she's also playing a role in the play. So she, when I tell you multifaceted and multi-talented, that is Alicia. Alicia, I know we were talking about the different names and stuff from the Nigerian culture. So I have a question. Now, your brother, Josiah. Okay, now, what's his middle name?
Bamidele.
From Delhi?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what does that mean?
I do not know.
Okay, that's right. She doesn't know. But I just love the names in the Nigerian culture and how they have certain meanings and things like that. I absolutely love it. So anyway, now, let's go back. Okay, so hold on. Let me get back. I know you guys, listen, it is storming out here in Dallas. And so, you know, we may lose power, or things like that, but it's okay. Now, let me ask you this. What do you like to do? What does Alicia like to do in your spare time, if you have spare time these days?
Well, if I have now that I'm not currently working right now, I spend quality time with my son and trying to learn more about him.
Oh, that's good answer. Listen, young parents, did y'all hear that? Mamas and daddies, she did not say that I go call my mama so they can babysit and I can go clubbing and partying. She said that she has spare time. She's not, because she's not working right now. She spends that time to spend quality time with her son to get to know him better. You can't get no better than that. I love it. Absolutely, positively love it. Okay, now, are you planning to go back to school anytime soon?
Yes, ma'am.
You are? Wow. Okay, so what are you going to be taking?
I'm going to finish doing business administration.
Business admin. I love it. Coolness. Okay, now what else can we expect from Miss Alicia in 2024?
Accomplishment.
Okay, what kind of accomplishments? Like, what's your goal? Like, name like maybe two of your goals for the year.
I would say getting like a nurse certificate, like a RN or something like that.
Okay.
And then also better driving for myself so I can take my son and myself to doctor's appointments.
Absolutely. Outstanding. Okay, so before we go, because listen, believe it or not, we've had such a great time talking to you, but I've only got 1 minute left on the show. Is there anyone you'd like to give a shout out to?
Yeah, give a shout out to my mama.
My mama. That's Miss Tracy, y'all, in case I didn't know. Shout out, Mama Neil. All right, you guys, listen, Alicia, thank you so much for visiting the Crimson Cafe this morning. And good morning to Royce as well. And good morning to Grandpa. And good morning, Miss Tracy. I love all you guys. And tell Josiah I said hello. Listen, everybody, we'll be back here again next Saturday, 10 o'clock a.m., in Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe. Listen, we had such a great time. Look, raining or not, we love it here. We love having people on this show. And next week we're going to have another special guest for you. I'm not going to spill the beans just yet, but I will. And if you would like to listen to the show later, the link will be posted onto my Facebook page so that you can listen to it. I have it posted up. It's Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe. And I have a Facebook page that says Crimson Cafe. I also have Rita Williams. You can look at any of those Facebook pages, and then you will see look at the link for this show. And then you can hear my friend, my niece, my girl, Alicia, and Miss New Mommy. So, Alicia, I will be talking to you later today. And thank you again for visiting with me this morning.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Yay, that's what I'm talking about. All right, I'll talk to you later. I love you. Hey, everybody, go to church
love
tomorrow. And if you can't, go to Sunday school as well. Good morning, Pastor Griggs and Sister Griggs. I love y'all. Everybody, have a wonderful day on this Saturday. Make it a great Saturday.